Hello and welcome to North East Access Radio, and also welcome to the Senior Citizens Programme. We're on the line at 867 1190, and we're talking to a guest now just in a moment, Avril Easton, and she's the Advocate Manager of the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. Hello, Avril.
Good afternoon, Austin.
Oh, it is a gorgeous day it is too, yeah.
It's a roaster.
Yeah, well, we don't mind. It's worse than the howling gales and the sheets of water, etc., etc., but let's make the best of it. You're putting in your submissions to the budget 2020, and of course everybody else is at the moment are lining up for the same purpose. And maybe you'll tell us a little about it, the Alzheimer's Society, and your funding and what you're looking for in the budget.
Yeah, thanks, Austin. Our pre-budget submission this year is called Dementia Supports Across Ireland, Still Asking, Still Waiting and Still Struggling. And I suppose the clues are in the words. We're trying to highlight that people with dementia and their families have been asking the government, you know, why no county in Ireland has even a minimum standard of supports and services. People have been waiting for far too long. Each budget has come and gone with people with dementia been ignored in budget funding. So this year we're asking for 18.4 million in terms of a national investment to end that struggle, or at least to, I suppose, support people with dementia and their families that are struggling across the country. And I suppose we've broken that down over a number of different ways. One of them, as I already alluded to, there's no county in Ireland that has even a minimum standard of community services available to them. And we're asking for just 7.41 million could just start to address that. It will be able to provide just a minimum standard of services in each county. And we're also looking for an increase in the number of dementia advisors that people can access. Currently, there's 9 dementia advisors across the country, which means that, you know, obviously not every county has access to it, but dementia advisors are crucial when a person has been diagnosed, that they have somebody, the family can sit down with the dementia advisor, talk to them about what this means, map out kind of some of their key concerns at that very present time, but also they can touch base with the dementia advisor as their journey progresses. So it's really a critical support for people at really crucial times, such as diagnosis. And then we're also looking for an increase in the investment around home care. And I don't think I need to explain to people the importance of home care, and particularly to people with dementia, that, you know, that they have home care that's appropriate to their needs, and that the people that provide that home care are trained. So we're looking for an extra 6 million in terms of investing in home care. And then also dementia key workers and supports around making our communities more dementia inclusive. So that's really 18.4 million. It's not a huge amount of money, but it could make a massive difference. And that's what we're trying to highlight with the government.
Yes, and dementia is, there is nearly as many dementias as people with it as such. And it's not always, quite obvious. And it can creep up very, very slowly. And a partner or a husband or wife may not, recognize it that early, and then something happens, and you think there's something wrong, and then you find out eventually that your spouse or your partner or whatever has dementia, and it's a progressive disease. It doesn't get any better, but it can be alleviated as such to a massive degree. And we've done bits and pieces on dementia before, and it amazes me, and every the listeners too, that there is no support for dementia. And you know, on the increase, of course, as a nation, we're growing older by the minute, and it doesn't always affect the older people either, but by and large it does. And it's very, very It's one of sort of an up and coming trend as such, if that's the right word, that is going to catch up with us sooner or later. The population's getting very old, and in terms, you know.
I suppose when you say about sports, there's sports available. It often depends. I suppose one of the things we're trying to highlight is that geographic lottery. You know, we would always encourage people to find out, you know, what sports are available to them in the community, because there will be sports available. There might be, you know, certain kind of, it mightn't be available to everyone or at that time, but, you know, if people do have concerns, you know, contact our local, our national helpline, and I can give people the number. It's 1-800-341-341, because, you know, there should be no family that feels that they have to kind of experience this alone, because there are supports available. But you also raised the issue that, you know, the numbers are increasing. Age is obviously the biggest risk factor. And as a country, we are getting older and staying older for longer, which is, you know, a positive thing. But it comes with risks such as dementia. But it isn't just an older person's condition. And I think what we're experiencing is that with the heightened awareness, people are more aware of Alzheimer's, they're more aware of the different types of dementia. It's not been dismissed as just something that happens with old age. It's not a normal part of aging. You know, if people are noticing changes in themselves and their loved ones, you know, and they are causing concerns, they should get it checked out, because one of the things we have experienced is that, you know, when a person gets an earlier diagnosis, you know, that pathway for them is much better. They're, you know, they can make decisions about their own healthcare, about the, you know, legal issues, things like that. You know, they can start to access supports and services much earlier, and families can get information about what, you know, what they need to know and understand more about much earlier. Because often, as you said, when it's a crisis that's driving people to getting a diagnosis, that can be a really, really stressful time, and then packed on top of that is a diagnosis that can change a person's life. So, you know, if people are noticing changes and they are concerned, you know, follow up with your GP. That will always be our message, because, you know, changes in your cognition, whether it's how you do your everyday activities or whether it's your memory, you know, they're not normal signs of aging. And I think we all know what's our own normal. So if it feels like it's not normal, then absolutely, we would encourage people to contact their GP and speak to them about it. Because although there may not be a cure, there are things that can be put in place if an earlier diagnosis is received. It can mean a lot, a huge difference for a family. So I think that's where the point about the dementia advisors comes in. You know, a dementia advisor can speak to a family, they can speak to a person about, you know, things that might be available to them in their community or what they can expect. And that's really why one of the things that, you know, we're really hoping for this year in the budget is a more investment in dementia advisors, so that, you know, there's no person in any part of the country that doesn't have access to somebody like that that they can sit down and talk to. Because that kind of information and support at critical times really makes a huge difference to people.
Yes, and like you stated, usually the first port of call is the local GP, and he or she may even notice themselves that there's something a little bit amiss, and they can advise the people, and like you say, it's not curable, but it is, you know, to a large degree can be put off for long enough.
Yeah, like there are things that people can do. You know, I suppose what we would find is when people connect in with services, when they maybe talk about it with family and friends, and they stay connected with the things that they like to do, you know, that really makes a massive difference. I think what often happens is people naturally go and withdraw, and they start to stop attending things. So, you know, that doesn't help in many cases. You know, it can often leave people much more isolated. And by speaking about it, and that's one of the things, you know, also that we're looking for is an investment in dementia community coordinators, so that more people in our communities are aware of dementia and how they can support people, because, you know, small things can really make a massive difference. And we have the Understand Together campaign, which has been working to raise awareness that, you know, dementia affects a huge number of people, and many people's lives are touched by it. But making small changes and supporting people in small ways can actually make a massive difference, whether that's in your local shop, you know, having patience if somebody does appear to be confused or having difficulties when they're paying or when they're shopping, right down to, you know, people in the golf club maybe supporting a member to continue to participate. Those kind of things, you know, can make a massive difference in someone's life. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that I suppose, especially when you talk about communities and community radio, that's the kind of messages that are really important to get across, that we, you know, we all have a role to play. And yes, then the GP and the medical profession will also, you know, play their part as well. But it's certainly not something that people, you know, should ignore, because there are things that can be done. It just makes it far more difficult if the diagnosis is received much later, because I suppose the person may not be able to articulate what it is that their needs and wishes are. Rather, when I suppose earlier in the diagnosis, that might be possible and very reassuring for both the person and for the family.
Yes, and I'm just racking my brains now. There was a supermarket, I think, opened in Rohini, and they designated a day for dementia, so to take a little bit of time with the customer who might be fussing, getting out the change or whatever it might be, and forgetting to pick up an item and going back, etc. And that seems to be us to be a very positive step.
Yeah, it is. It's huge, because that gives maybe a family member confidence to go into the shop and know that they'll be greeted with, you know, an understanding and a recognition of what might be happening for the person. And for the person themselves, they feel, you know, an assurance shopping that, you know, if they ask somebody for assistance, that they may get it. Obviously, you know, with these things, you know, it's small things that you need to start with, because, you know, it was Super Value in Rohini, and, you know, obviously they have a huge team of staff, and, you know, what you try to do is just make small changes and make people aware of that. And then the idea, you know, it grows, and people start to know about it and talk about it, and that can only boost understanding and, you know, break down that stigma that still exists when people are talking about, you know, dementia and how it affects people.
Yeah, like I often heard them saying, people talking about the person that obviously had dementia, hides away with the fairies, etc., and sort of dismissing it that way. And the awareness, national awareness with regard to dementia, it seems to be, to me, to be essential. And this is where the budget comes to play. Once there's a few bob there, you're able to do something. But if there isn't there, you're not able to do anything.
Yeah, and I suppose what we're hearing from many of the politicians is, you know, they have great sympathy with the issue. But there hasn't been a whole lot of action. And that's really what we're calling for now, is that, you know, people are very sympathetic to the cause. But really, you know, the investment is needed, because the through national awareness, you know, the demand is growing. And, you know, if you're going to raise awareness about an issue, you need to be able to match it with when people do call out for help and do ask for help, you know, that there's something there for them. One of the things that we did for the pre-budget when we launched it 2 weeks ago was we had a video by one of our campaigners, Dr. Helen Rochford Brennan, who was diagnosed herself with Alzheimer's 6 years ago. And I suppose in the video, Helen spoke about the work that she has done to raise awareness about dementia. You know, she's been campaigning across Europe, across Ireland, speaking on many different occasions and joining many different kind of policy groups. But she has witnessed so many false dawns as successive budgets have come, gone, and there hasn't been the ring-fence funding, and it hasn't been announced for dementia support. And Helen is now also caring for her husband, who has a serious health condition. And really what she says is, you know, the government needs to stop looking at the spreadsheets and start focusing on the reality that people are living with, and deliver on that extra funding. So I suppose people like her, you know, it really does make a massive difference. People identify with that. People identify with someone like Helen, you know, who is living with it herself, yet has to do this campaigning and has to raise this awareness and has to lobby government. And if any of your listeners are kind of, I suppose, feeling the anger and feeling the frustration, they can go onto our website, and on our homepage there's a link there that will take them to some of the work that we're doing around our pre-budget submission. But one of those things is we're asking local constituents across the country, there's three clicks of a button and they can contact their local TD to tell them what it is that the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland is looking for in Budget 2020, and that they as constituents support that and they want to see their local TDs do that also. Because we know, you know, that's how politics changes, you know, politicians are impacted by their local constituents. So the more local people that are highlighting the issue on the doorstep, in the clinics, on email, if you can't get out to, you know, meet your local politician or you don't know how, you know, there's that option on our website to send them those emails, because that's where we'll start to see, you know, change. And already we can see, you know, politicians would comment to us that, you know, they're so much more aware of the issue because people are starting to highlight it and raise it and say that what is available to people isn't acceptable. People are struggling and people do need more supports and services. And, you know, what we're looking for is such nominal investment, but it could actually, you know, the 7.4 million, a part of that would even just triple the number of day centres that we have available for people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quite the size of what we're looking for is so nominal, but the impact it could have is not to be underestimated.
Well, I know that one former politician, Nora Owen, is caring for her husband, and you know, and she has been on radio, television, etc., etc., advocating what you're saying yourself. And quite a lot of people, this is, we put it bluntly, that's called clout. You know, if you can get enough people to stand up and be counted, not aggressively, you know, just talk to the local rep or the
highlight it. That's all
you need to do.
Once it's on their radar, you know, they're not going to ignore it, and you know they'll want to take action. And we want to be able to tell people, you know, the politicians that have taken action on behalf of people living with dementia. So. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I don't think we should ever underestimate the power of local politics and the power that local constituents have, because even if you can't get out, and like I say, there'll be people listening that are impacted by this, but they can't go to the local clinic or they can't get out. Even getting to the shops is a struggle. And if they wish, they can go onto our website, and like I say, with a couple of clicks, they'll be able to contact their local TD, and it really does have a massive impact. And you know, it's for some of the politicians, you know, they really are converted, so we really want to preach to those who haven't acknowledged the significance of this issue. And as you said, it's an issue that it's not going anywhere, but it's actually growing, and dementia is life limiting, it is progressive, and it has a severe impact on families. So, you know, we really want to highlight that with our local government and national government as well.
Yes, and that seems to be the way to go now. A person with dementia may not be able to use a computer, but the grandson or the grandson will be a wizard at it. And
absolutely, yeah.
Put them to work as such. And, you know, we're hopeful that you'll get the money and that you'll be able to open the three extra clinics. And we will be back to you some other time after the budget. Well, that's not too far away now.
Yeah, well, we'll be delighted to tell you what happens.
Yeah, to let us know.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
And if I could, Austin, just to tell people, like I say, if they are listening and they are thinking, what is out there for me to access or what supports are available, please do contact our National Helpline. It's open 6 days a week, so it'll be open today till 5, and the number is 1-800-341-341, or they can go on our website www.alzheimer.ie, no S on the Alzheimer.
Yeah.
Thank you for the opportunity to tell you about it though today.
Yeah, and we will be back to you later on when the budget is, you know, well, of course there's two budgets now, we know. Brexit less budget and there's two. If we're crashing out of Europe, we're not, but if England's crashing out of Europe, there's a budget for that, and if they're staying, there's a budget for that. So hopefully either one will do you if we get the few, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah, we will be happy to speak to you about it, and hopefully we'll be able to deliver good news.
Okay, I will say goodbye to you and I wish you all the best with your submission.
Thank you.
Right.